And now, so we had that conversation on the show yesterday. I was like, I talked about my mind being blown. Your mind was blown that we were wrong about this for so long. And then a few hours later, we got some emails. The first one coming from our dear friend Lynn. So
yeah,
unpaid associate producer on the show, maybe executive producer of the show now. I'm not sure exactly how the
Lynn's
rankings
bucking
go.
For a promotion.
That's right. Watch out, Sklaroff. Anyway, Lynn sent us this email, which I'll read. I'm not sure if listener Bernie is gaslighting y'all, but I pulled the clip in question of Kristen Schaal saying it's the story of a man with a brothel of a home, blah, 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 in context. Where was it pulled from? Last Man on Earth, in the episode Alive in Tucson / The Elephant in the Room per Hulu. It's at the 25:50 mark with a link. Now, I could play the link, but I didn't. I once again am trusting our listeners.
What if? I love that no matter how many times this story changes and what we think are the facts flip-flop, we're still never going to click on a link. We're never going to get eyes on this ourselves. We're just going to keep believing whoever the last listener is. If somebody emailed, no, you don't understand. It's actually from the movie Starsky and Hutch. It's at the 42-minute mark. I'd be like, well, shit, I didn't see that coming. But at no time will I verify this myself.
Well, first of all, you click on a link, you get a virus. I learned that in the cybersecurity training. But this did help. Lynn grabbed the audio with more context around it. So you can hear Will Forte. You can hear the characters. Here is the clip in question.
Just trying not to judge the book by its cover.
And what book are you referring to?
The book to which I'm referring is called Phil Miller.
Sounds like a good book.
It's the story of a man with a brothel of a home and a pool filled with human excrement.
Carol, there's no running water.
Did you ever try to fix that?
Okay, we have Carol. We have Will Forte. She's so great. She is.
I love her.
I love her so much.
What is the thing that she's also, there's a weird grammatical, also weird grammatical construction. There's a particular way that she orients one kind of sentence on the show that's really funny and weird. Like, that is just a genius character, in my opinion.
Do you know that I actually have a little cringe? I'm going to play this tape for you now because I think I have her correcting grammar. But it makes me cringe a little bit because I remember playing this for her when she was a guest on the show, when we were like kind of new to American public media. I remember going
to show
KPCC.
Off and
we had to
get big names on.
Yeah. And I remember, I'm not great with like celebrity guests. I become a little thirsty pretty early on. That's funny that I can't find. I got some Raisin Balls talk, got some Shawshank. Anyway, I can't find her grammatic correction. Anyway, I remember playing that for her and like trying to mangle it in some sort of like wannabe public radio interview question. And Kristen Schaal is the most gracious person I think I've ever talked to on the phone.
I feel like we talked about farting more.
Yeah, then you guys started talking about
farting.
Than
we meant to.
Yes.
No. Than I intended to going into it.
Yes. Then the conversation really took off when I stopped asking dumb public
radio. No, I'm not. That's not. No. I think playing some tape from the show would have been a more dignified way to treat the conversation with somebody whose work we really admire.
She talked about how she and her husband were the type of couple that talk about farts. Like, because we feel like there's kind of two different kinds of couples in the world, those who kind of avoid fart talk and joking and those who really embrace it. And they apparently embrace it. I think about that quite a bit, that conversation. But
so now I understand that you've been hearing also from Bernie, like did you reach back out to Bernie to say,
I did,
bro, Bernie, bro, what is up?
Yes. But first I'm going to continue Lynn's email because Lynn had a theory here.
Okay.
Lynn said, I found an episode of Flight of the Conchords that listener Bernie mentioned. I found it on HBO Max. I could have done this too, by the way. Thank you, Lynn. And I zipped to the timestamp. What Kristen Schaal says there is, well, actually, Lynn sent in the tape. So I'm going to play this tape too. And Lynn thinks that this is where the confusion lies. Now, this is going to be a shorter clip. It is going to use some language that Luke and I don't use on TBTL. This is in the context of Flight of the Conchords. It's Kristen Schaal saying it. If you have kids in the car, be warned. Here is the clip that we think Bernie was listening to.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring some girls home, too. Just find some real authentic sluts and just turn this house into a whore home.
So,
by the way, that's also a drop that we have played on the show many times.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's
just find some real authentic sluts and just turn this house into a whore home.
That's so funny. I don't remember. I mean, it's funny. Like, I don't think, like, if I came across that today, even coming from her, would we play that? Probably
not.
Yeah, because it's, you know.
We used to be fun.
Yeah, I know. You can't play anything anymore. No.
That could add to, thanks a lot, AOC. I guess my point is that could have added an additional layer to Bernie's confusion, because there was a period of time where that I played that drop on the show pretty frequently.
Yes, and also the fact that, you know, okay, I'll say it here. I do not want to hear this isolated, but, you know, she says whore home. And, of course, in Last Man, the word is brothel, but, like, you could see some connection
here.
And so I copied and pasted Lynn's note. I said, Bernie, this is really interesting. I wasn't like, Bernie. And by the way, like, again, I've been using male pronouns for Bernie. This is another assumption. I think Bernie is a he. So I could be wrong about this. This drama could go on for weeks if we just keep on making mistakes here. But I sent Lynn's
note. Let's just keep sending each other time codes that we don't actually click on.
Right,
we could really
exactly.
drag this out for some content.
And the reason I bring that up, too, is I want to reiterate, I'm not sure, and I don't know if this plays into it, but I don't know if Bernie's an expat or if Bernie is a German speaker, a native German speaker, and maybe English is a second language. I have no idea one way or the other. That maybe could come into this as well, although Bernie's English is better than mine. So.
Yeah, can I just tell you, if Bernie is a person who is German, but, you know, if Bernie is like any of the Germans that I know, Bernie's English is so much superior to ours,
exactly.
but Bernie will apologize constantly for their English.
Yeah, right. So.
Which is wild. Like, I'm so sorry for what are you talking about? Your English is way better than
exactly.
mine.
Exactly. So I don't want to condescend there, but it was just one thought that popped in my head. Anyway.
Bernie, condescend is an English word for... like us acting like you're lesser than, or like you're the kind of person who would email in a wrong fact about a Kirsten Schaal piece of tape.
Let me explain what mansplaining is to you. All right, so I just copied and pasted Lynn's note, and I said, Bernie, this is really interesting. I think that we're getting to the bottom of it here or something. I didn't want to yell j'accuse, which is a different language. Mm-hmm. And Bernie wrote back this morning, or maybe it was late last night.
Oh, poor Bernie. Now I feel bad for... I don't even know what Bernie said, but I already feel bad for Bernie.
I've gotten a couple of emails from Bernie. I said,
no.
You know what I said? I said, oh, Bernie, this is really interesting. Your note brought a lot of content to the show yesterday because Luke and I, it blew our minds that we were wrong about it. However, we just got this note from Lynn or whatever, and I sent it along. And then Bernie wrote, I don't know what to say. I want to try to read this whole email, but I want you to know that the first line of the email is, I don't know what to say.
Bernie is our kind of person.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I want to be clear about
that.
He
was so
like,
nice in his correction. He's like, this isn't a sharpshoot. I love the show. Your newsletters are funny, but like, I'm pretty sure I just rewatched it. It's from that line.
Oh, man.
Okay. I don't know what to say. I am wrong. I feel awful and am very embarrassed, especially knowing that you mentioned it on the show. Bernie had not heard the show yet. He had not heard yesterday's episode. This was not an attempt at gaslighting. My middle name is Ernest, for God's sake. Okay, that's not true. I honestly don't know what my mind did there. I literally heard something that was not actually said. I think I was so excited for a number of reasons. Finding the drop funny, making it made me think of Flight of the Conchords, engaging with you via email, thinking I'd made a discovery. My mind melded a clip that I love with a drop from the show, even though the evidence was right in front of me.
That Bernie, clip. Can I just mention, I don't think I've ever felt more connected to one of our listeners than I do to Bernie right now, because what Bernie is describing is exactly what I do on a pretty much daily basis, and I've referred to it a lot because it obviously embarrassed me greatly, but the LeBron James SI cover is a perfect example where I described in vivid detail something that literally never existed because my brain was telling me that it existed because I was excited about remembering something that seemed relevant to the news of the day. So Bernie, I see you and I hear you and I'm holding you in my heart during this difficult time.
Bernie, when I hear a drop of Kirsten Schaal correcting somebody's grammar, I cringe because of an otherwise fine interview we did 8 years ago on TBTL. Like, I can't listen to that tape without hating myself. So please, there's just you calm down on yourself. Don't beat up on my friend Bernie. Bernie goes on, so gives the context of that drop that from Flight of the Conchords that we just played, that Lynn shared. And he says that that's what caused the confusion. I'm actually dreading listening to the show now, knowing that the discussion is in there. But I'm glad that the other listener caught it. And apologies to that listener for setting off to make them do their own research. If I could pay back time, I would. Okay, so anyway, he says, that's writing into shows is hard. It sounds so easy. I wasn't ready for the big show quite yet. I need to train my ears more. That was last night. This morning, I woke up, got another email from Bernie. Andrew, a brief follow-up. I'm listening to the episode on my way home from work, and you're just setting up our email exchange. It's making me so incredibly uncomfortable. I have to resist the urge to skip ahead, but I'll tough it out. I've made my bed. I'm sorry again for that F-up. I'll think twice before emailing again.
No,
Bernie,
don't.
You gave us, like, yes, what is now, what, 40 minutes of content of TBTL. Do not stop writing.
And more
writing
critically,
in.
I believe that he gave a real bump to some of these streaming platforms, because multiple listeners have had to sign up for services so they could find out if this was from The Last Man on Earth or from Flight of the Conchords.
I want to, I want to give a shout out to our friend listener Melly, who's like, fine, I signed up for the free Hulu trial just so that I could prove that you guys were right about this. And I heard from some other, Levi, our pal Levi, said, dude, I did the research on this. You guys are right. So, like, people were actually putting work into this and signing up for subscriptions that they didn't even want. So, anyway, Hulu thanks you as well.